there was a report that came out recently that said that there are actually a lot more Hector's dolphins than we thought, and that they go much further out to sea. Were you involved with this report at all, or you've just had a chance to review it?
I've had a chance to review it, and so have some other experts from overseas and from New Zealand. And they've come up with quite a number of criticisms of this work.
Okay.
So quite a bit more to it than the PR from the Ministry for Primary Industries would suggest. So MPI have tried to turn this into a good news story, and of course they desperately need one to distract from all the news about the government underreporting fish catches and withholding information about dolphin deaths in fishing nets. And in this case, they've left out a couple of really important things. One of those is that the criticism that's been levelled at the work that I mentioned. And you can see right away that there is a problem, because when you look at the tables in the survey report, you see that some of the estimates are extremely high. So, for example, one of the estimates suggests that there's 7 billion Hector's dolphins off the east coast of the South Island.
How many?
And, I mean, that's about as many people as there are in the world.
7 billion so Hector's dolphins?
7 billion, yeah. And so that's clearly wrong, and the consultant did this for MPI admit that. And so they threw out the results that they don't like the 7 billion estimate. Some of them are several million, some of them are several hundred thousand. And then they take the average of the remaining estimates to come up with an overall average estimate of population size. And among the people who have looked at this work is the Scientific Committee of the International Whaling Commission. And they have said that the decisions that these researchers have made on which of the results to throw out are arbitrary, you know, subjective.
Yep.
And they've recommended, the Scientific Committee has recommended that some clearly specified methods, objective methods of rejecting the unrealistic estimates need to be developed. So that hasn't been done yet. And once that's done, we might have a final answer on how many Hector's dolphins there are in the world today. But at the moment, the jury is still out. It would be much better still to use a standard method of analysing these survey data, which don't result in these kinds of blowouts. So there's been a lot of discussion about how many Hector's dolphins there are, and the jury is still out.
Okay, so that, I was reading, of course, that this is probably the PR statements I'm getting, that the work was peer-reviewed. So you're saying that some...
Yeah, exactly. So it's quite funny. So they mentioned that the work was peer-reviewed, but they don't mention the comments made by the people who peer-reviewed it. And so one of those covers this whole area of, you know, why does this model blow out and sometimes give these clearly ridiculous estimates of several million or several billion dolphins, and what can be done to solve that problem. So the International Whaling Commission, a couple of months ago now, in their 2016 report, recommended a number of changes to be made, both to the survey design and to the data analysis to solve those problems. And so far, the New Zealand government has ignored those recommendations, just as they have ignored the Whaling Commission's recommendations on better protection for Maui dolphin in particular.
I must have thought I was being a bit cynical, you know, after I'd read it and thought, well, no, that, you know, it's coming from the MPI, it can't be true. But it actually feels like I wasn't cynical enough, to be honest.
I think most people like you kind of smell a rat. But you have to look at the work in great detail to see just where the devil's in the detail, as usual. And you have to search high and low to find those details. And so several groups of people have done that. MPI put it out for peer review in 2013 when the East Coast South Island survey was done. There's been peer reviews by New Zealand and US scientists. All of these people are experts in this kind of work, in doing surveys of marine mammals. And then the most recent one was done by the International Whaling Commission a couple months ago. And all of these people basically come up with the same list of problems. And the Whaling Commission report has a nice summary table that says, you know, this is what you need to do to solve these problems. And I've emailed MPI this week to say, you know, what progress has been made on going through this list of recommendations. And they've indicated they have no inclination at all to deal with these recommendations. So the other thing that's kind of not mentioned, so the reporting that's come out is kind of more notable for what it does not say rather than what it does say. And one of those is, even if we ignore all of these scientific problems, then, and you take the numbers at face value, then the numbers are actually down in most areas. So on the west coast of the South Island, for example, the numbers are down by about 1,000. On the south coast of the South Island, the numbers are down by about 100. And that population is only about 300 or 400 dolphins. So for that to be down by 100 is a lot.
Yeah.
And actually, the only area where the number appears to be higher than the previous estimates is the east coast of the South Island. And the most likely explanation is these problems of the model blowing out. But another potential reason is that the survey went further offshore than previous surveys, and so that's actually the most interesting part of the results, and the one part of the results that there is no debate about, and that is about where are those dolphins. And so the distribution of the sightings that were made shows that the dolphins range offshore to the 100 meter depth contour, which is at about 20 nautical miles from the coast. And in most areas, protection for those dolphins only goes to 4 nautical miles.
So this is, again, can I ask that, yeah, this is new, for me this was new, that the dolphins go out further than people thought. Am I right? So that's right, that's what's happening, and you can rely on this part of the report?
Yes. So basically the researchers on the east coast of South Island made roughly 200 sightings, and then to extrapolate that to a population size, you need to know how many of those sightings were missed by the observers. And one reason they can be missed is because the dolphins are underwater. So you need to estimate what proportion of the time are the dolphins visible at the water surface. And all of the debate has been about the kind of multipliers, if you like,
yep,
that get you from 200 or so sightings to 9,000 or so dolphins. But the 200 or so sightings and where they were made, there is no argument about those. And so that's really the most important and really the only reliable piece of information we have so far, and the piece that the government is choosing to ignore. So they've actually known about this since 2005 and have done nothing about it. The MPI survey that was completed recently confirmed that offshore distribution, and they confirmed that as early as 2013. And the government's completely ignored this part of the results and instead is focusing on the apparent increase in the total numbers in only one area. So a more sensible kind of headline for the story would have been to say dolphins go much further offshore than thought, or we need to extend the protection measures.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of discussion about that at the Whaling Commission over the last few years, where the Whaling Commission has said you must extend protection for Maui dolphin at least to 20 nautical miles offshore. And again, the government's just ignoring it. So they're just picking the bits of information they like and that suit their political agenda and ignoring the rest.
Well, it sounds to me like the whole ministry and even the scientists have been politicised, and it reminds me of, you've just been out of the country in a very obscure part of the world, in Auckland Islands, for a few weeks, but there was some information that came out recently that they've changed the way they count how many people are unemployed, and they don't count anyone who's searching for work online, which seems completely bizarre.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's effectively dropped the unemployment rate, and it just sounds like the same thing going on here again.
It's identical. So, for example, at the Whaling Commission this year, we talked about how many dolphin deaths are reported to the Whaling Commission each year versus how many dolphin deaths are actually occurring. And it's the same as the fish story that you heard earlier this year about starting about May, where New Zealand reports about a third of the fish catches to the Food and Agriculture Organization, and the remaining two-thirds is not reported. With dolphins, it's even worse. We report about 5% what's actually being caught. So in the case of fish, there's three times as much fish caught as what's reported internationally. In the case of dolphins, there's 20 times as many dolphins caught as what's reported.
How do we know that? Like, how do you research something like that where people are not being up front?
How do you deal with that?
Well, no, how do you find out? How do you find out that?
The only thing I can do is repeatedly point out, you know, the missing part of the iceberg and say, wait a minute, those dolphin deaths that New Zealand's reporting to the Whaling Commission, that's the tip of the iceberg. Let's take a look at the rest of the iceberg. Obviously, the government has a huge PR machine that I can't possibly equal that kind of effort. Like, for example, the fishing industry puts TV ads on the television saying New Zealand fisheries management is great. You know, I can't equal that. There's no way that a university or an individual scientist can afford to put a TV ad out there. But hopefully there are enough people in the media like yourself who, you know, will seek out the experts and say, I want to get the whole story here, not just the PR part of it.
Can I ask, how do you know, when you say it's only 5% of the dolphin catches reported, how do you actually find out something like that?
Yeah, so what I did was I went over all of the reports by New Zealand to the Whaling Commission, which are these days available online, so you can download those reports. And then I just created a huge table for each year how many dolphins had been reported to the Whaling Commission. And then there's been a really good observer program that the data were analysed by NIWA, and that estimates that between the years 2000 and 2006, there were 110 to 150 Hectus and Maui's dolphins caught each year. And then I estimated of those how many were reported to the Whaling Commission. So over that seven-year period, the total was 770 to 1,050 dolphins in total. And during that same time, New Zealand reported 48 dolphins caught to the International Whaling Commission. So that's where that estimate comes from.
Okay. Now, I have another question too, and without wanting to be too personal, like the people who produce this report, a scientist, there's even a picture of them here in the article I'm looking at. How, I mean, are they standing by what they've done, and have they actually done dodgy science?
Well, it's sort of right in the sort of grey zone as to, you know, what do you call it? Do you call it dodgy science or do you call it, you know, not very good science, or do you point out the problems with it? So one of the issues is that the government put out a tender for this research, and the people who did the research are from two consulting companies. One of them is a small consulting company based in Outram, here near Dunedin, and the other one is the Cawthron Institute, which is based in Nelson and mostly does aquaculture research. And there's enormous pressures on these consulting companies to basically do what the client wants. So you will get, I've done this kind of research myself in the area of aquaculture as well, where mussel farming companies that wanted to expand their operation would come to me and say, we're seeking a resource consent. And we've gone to Department of Conservation and Ministry for Primary Industries, and they've told us that there are Hectus dolphins in this area, and we should approach somebody that can write us a report about what might be the impact of this mussel farm on the dolphins in the area. And so I've done that on half a dozen occasions, written these kinds of reports. And you get huge pressure from the company who have hired you as their scientific expert. Like in one case, I received back a report I had written for them with the notes from their lawyer with so much track changes, and not just the number of track changes, but the types of things they wanted to change. So, for example, in one case I had said, Here is a list of potential impacts of aquaculture on dolphins. Things like, you know, using up habitat, disturbance, that kind of thing. And they had wanted me to say that these impacts are no more than minor. And so I said, look, I don't know if those words mean something to a resource lawyer, resource management lawyer, but they mean nothing to a scientist, you know, no more than minor. What does that mean? We would normally be asking questions like, is there a statistically significant difference? And so you get this huge pressure from people to say, we want you to leave this bit out, we want you to emphasize that bit. So it's a tough old world out there for scientists these days. So I'm a professor at Otago University, and within reason, so long as I'm talking about my topic of expertise, I can say what I want. But if you're working for a government department or a commercial consulting company, you're just not in that position. It's a whole different world out there. So many of my students have ended up working either for government departments or for commercial consulting companies, and some of the horror stories I've heard back just make your blood curl.
I guess there's probably quite a lucrative career available for people who don't mind doing what's asked. I mean, do you know of people who have chosen that route?
They end up kind of going on a slippery slope where, you know, the first few things that they are asked are, you know, well, this is okay, actually. And then it gets, if you go along, it gets worse and worse what you get asked to do. In this case, one of the aspects is that whenever these external independent peer reviews have come in from people who work at universities or overseas or in some other way independent, then the people have asked the researchers, these consultants, you know, will you look into these problems? And they have usually said, well, sure, we'll look into these problems, but we'll need more funding. You know, so they've gone to cap in hand to MPI and said, if you want us to do this extra work, you need to pay us more money. And, of course, MPI is not prepared to pay any more money because this highly uncertain result that they've got right now suits them very well, and they don't particularly want to seek clarity. So at the moment, basically, you know, the jury is out as to whether there are a few thousand, a few hundreds of thousands, or 7 billion hectares dolphins. And that sort of level of uncertainty seems to suit the Ministry for Primary Industries just fine.
Yeah.
So in fact, a sort of a scientifically defensible statement about the results would have been to say that there is no significant difference between this population estimate and the previous one. You can't in fact demonstrate statistically that there is a difference because there's such a huge margin of error on the survey results.
Okay, well look, just before I go, there's one other thing I want to ask you. I've been told that there's supposed to be a Maui's dolphin count that's happened and that the government has the data. Is that correct? And if so, when are they going to release that?
That's a very interesting question. So at the Whaling Commission, at the Scientific Committee meeting last year, we were told there's going to be a new estimate. There's going to be a new estimate. It'll be presented at this meeting. And nothing happened. We were basically presented with a report that about the survey, saying this is how many days we went out into the field, this is how many dolphins we saw, this is how many dolphins we took biopsy samples from, but no estimate, no analysis to show how many Maui dolphin there are now. This year it was the same. Again, at this year's Whaling Commission meeting, we were given a fieldwork report, but no estimate. And I was told, I asked various people, including the researchers and the government representative there, one guy from DOC and one guy from Ministry for Primary Industries. I asked them, you know, what's going on? The same question you asked just now, when is that result coming out? And I was told by some people they're still doing the lab work. In other words, you know, don't hold your breath. And I was told by other people the new estimate is about the same as the previous one, and there's a very large confidence interval on it, a very large margin of error again. Yeah. And so we can't demonstrate whether the population's gone up, down, or stayed stable. And I suspect what will happen is the same as what's happened with this one, is that the government will argue that the population is not declining on the basis of this kind of non-significant result. We'll wait and see. We've been told that the result should be out at least by, I think, October, November is the deadline for the final report for the study, so we should find out then. And we may find out at an earlier date. I mean, this whole sort of process is highly politicized, so yeah. Often the date of release is determined by a political agenda rather than a scientific one.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, Liz, thank you heaps for your time this morning and for your good work. And hopefully we can talk to you again one day when we have some better news, perhaps.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Okay, thanks,
thank
Liz.
Thank you.